Mr. Dewey has questions.
Do you agree, Mr. Tope, that the judges in Israel in the Bible were called gods?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So it is established that men in the Bible were called gods. When God said he is the God of gods, do you believe then that he is the God of false gods? That he uses that as a title of honor?
God is the God of gods. There are two different ways of looking at that. One is the God of the Hebrew judges. So there's different ways of looking at it. You have to look at it, each one in the context. Text without a context is a pretext.
Okay. Well, that does establish our point, because the point we were making was that the God is a God of the Hebrew judges. That was our point. Do you believe that God is everywhere, that he fills heaven and earth the way the Bible says?
Yes.
Then do you believe that God is in the devil?
No, he says he fills heavens and earth, not the devil.
Are you aware he says he is in hell, Psalms 139:8?
Yes, I believe that God is there.
Okay, then you do not believe he's in the devil?
No.
Then you believe that the space the devil occupies is a place where God is not?
First place, the devil is not omnipresent, okay?
No,
but God does occupy hell, actually, right at this point, are you saying the devil's in hell right now?
I would imagine he is.
Well,
okay.
I beg to differ with you in the book of Job.
Anyway, we're going.
In the book of Job, it says God talks about Satan. Satan comes up along with the sons of God, okay? And a certain day, and God asked Satan, where were you? And he says, I was walking up and down on the face of the earth.
The kingdom of God is within, and so is hell, we believe. But then do you believe that the space the devil occupies is a place where God is not? Yes or no?
That's true.
Then am I correct in concluding that you do not believe in the biblical God that is omnipresent?
Well, now, wait a minute. Omnipresent in what sense?
Everywhere.
Yes, everywhere, but in the sense that he can surround things. He doesn't have to literally fill them.
He says he fills heaven and earth. So if the devil exists and occupies space, if he's omnipresent, he must occupy even the evilest characters, even though they may not recognize
him. Well, then that means everybody's filled with the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is God, right?
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry, but they don't.
Okay. Well...
Mr. Harwell will now give his major speech.
Yeah, I should put a little